You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Hallelujah. With Thank You, Jesus. I am Pastor Mika, and you, my beloved friend, are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You are God's beloved. You are the apple of God's eye. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a mighty man of valor. You are a mighty woman of valor. I will submit to you that you grab hold to this truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And allow it to lead you and guide you and dictate the way you think about yourself. Amen. And dictate the way you speak regarding yourself. You are the Lord's creation. And when he created man in his image, you are created in his image. Come on, truth. He stepped back, looked at it, looked at you, and called you good, called it good. So let's get in alignment with God. Amen. On this day, as we come into this hour of prayer, as we come into his presence, can you join me as we begin to praise God Almighty? Father God, we thank you. And Father God, we praise you. And Father God, we choose to commune with you today. We choose to relate with you. In this hour, in this moment, we choose relationship with you right now. We set relationship with you on high, and every relationship, good, bad, and in between right now, we lower, we step aside, we step away from it. Hallelujah. And declare that our relationship with you is priority. It is in desperate need. We are in desperate need of you. Alpha and Omega. We are in desperate need of you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, hallelujah, God of Gods. We are in desperate need of you, O living God. We posture ourselves at your feet, hallelujah. We posture ourselves, hallelujah, excuse me, at the throne of grace. We posture ourselves, hallelujah, to hear from you, to be guided by you. Thank you, Lord God. We posture ourselves in a worship, hallelujah. We posture ourselves and we glorify your name right now, oh God, as you are our help and you are our life and you are our source and you are our way and you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And you are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. And you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. And you are Jehovah Ra'a, the Lord, our shepherd, leading us and guiding us, even when it does not feel like you are leading us. And even if when it does not feel like you are present, the Lord is with us. He is Emmanuel. And so even as we come into this hour of prayer, what happens in this place, I believe, is we grow more sensitive to the Spirit. We grow more sensitive and create an appetite for the things of the spirit. Amen. Because listen, the scripture speaks that the natural things are not able to perceive, are not able to understand spiritual things. In fact, they are foolish. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're coming from a natural place, then we deem spiritual things foolish, and we can miss the speakings and the unctionings and the movings, amen, of God, hallelujah, because we are coming from the wrong perspective. We are coming from the wrong position. We are trying to understand from the wrong place. Come on. So we must be in spirit, hallelujah, stirring a spirit, hallelujah, abiding in spirit. Come on, somebody, remaining in spirit, hallelujah, that we, amen, hallelujah, have eyes to see and ears to hear. So God, I thank you on this day that we have eyes to see and ears to hear. And wherever there are blind eyes, I thank you for the scales of being removed, falling off. Oh God, wherever we are functioning, Lord God, incorrectly, Lord God, I thank you that the scales are falling off. Wherever we are functioning ignorantly, due to blind eyes, due to an unknowingness. That's not even a word. I just made it one. Hello. May the scales fall off right now, oh God. Even as we present ourselves unto you in this hour of prayer, oh God, I know and I believe, hallelujah, that something is happening as we show up in this place of prayer by faith, oh God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, right now for moving on our behalf. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to us even right now, hallelujah, that your voice, that your breath, that your ruha breath, that your the feelings of you are ever so real, more real than those under the sound of my voice, hearing my voice, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you are entering into the homes and the lives and the situations and the circumstances, hallelujah, in the finances and the jobs and the relationships of each and even the bodies of each and every single one of us that have come into this place, that are hearing these words, that have moved, Lord God, according to the Spirit, that are hungry and are desperate need of you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for capturing us in this moment and keeping us here until even the end of this hour and keeping us in relationship with that there is a fire that is created for relationship with you, a seeking of you, a desiring of you, oh God, a thirsting of you, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, that you are forgiving our sins as we humble ourselves to a point of repentance right now, oh God. I repent. Somebody needs to say, I repent. We repent of our sins, oh God. We are like filthy rags, and I thank you, oh God, that you are making us new in Christ Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that your blood is blotting out the iniquities, hallelujah, and the sins, hallelujah, and the infirmities, hallelujah, hallelujah. And even the generational curses, hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, right now that you are restoring our souls, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, right now for mind renewal and transformation. We thank you, oh God, for creating us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit in us, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, for circumcising, hallelujah, every undesirable thing, stinky thing unto you, oh God. Begin to trim us, Lord God. Begin to, hallelujah, by the spirit, cut off every behavior, attitude, way of thinking, way of speaking that is unpleasing to you, that is not a sweet savor to you, oh God, that is not a sweet scent to you, oh God. May we submit to that place, hallelujah, of a transformation. May we submit to the place of correcting. May we submit to the place of changing, hallelujah. May we submit to the place, oh God, of trusting you, no matter what it looks like, and no matter how what it smells like, and no matter how complicated it is, and no matter how long we've been in a situation, and no matter, hallelujah, how painful it is, and no matter how dark it is, oh God, hallelujah, you are able, and I thank you that you are able, and I thank you for extending your hand in our direction. I thank you for extending your hand, hallelujah, in your son's direction. I thank you for extending your hand in your daughter's direction. I thank you, oh God, for extending your hand in your servant's direction. I thank you, oh God, for extending your hand in your child's direction. I thank you, oh God, for extending your hand, hallelujah, and your people's direction. I thank you, oh God, for extending your hand and delivering by your outstretched hand and blessing by your outstretched hand and moving by your outstretched hand and rescuing by your outstretched hand and pulling up out of the grave places by your outstretched hand. Oh, may we believe on today, oh God. May we believe on today, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for pulling us up out of the drowning place on today. I thank you, oh God, Rabbi Shanda, Rabbi Yangondo, Rabbi Sitiya, for pulling us out of the cold place and out of the lonely place on today, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for making a way out of no way on today, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that those, that place of secret thoughts that nobody else know, oh God, and secret things and secret doings that no one else know, oh God. I thank you that we're coming up out of, we're coming up out of the trap house. We're coming up out of the addicted place. We're coming up out of, hallelujah, the convoluted place. We're coming up out of, yes, hallelujah, that afflicted place. We're coming up out of that cursed place. We're coming up out of that infirm place. We're coming up out of that lacking place. We're coming up out of that desperate place, amen, that causes us to settle, that causes us to compromise, that causes us, hallelujah, to sell our our souls out. We're coming up out of that compromising place. Did I say that already? Well, I'm saying it again. We're coming up out of the compromising place. Oh, God, we thank you for the standards that you are causing us to set and the boundaries that you are causing us to set and the non-negotiables that you are causing us to set. Oh, God, I thank you, hallelujah, for blessing us with a strength. Amen, hallelujah, as we wait on you, oh, God. Those who are waiting, those who have been waiting, we lift them up to you right now. I lift them up to you right now, oh, God. I thank you, oh, God, that you see them. I thank you, oh, God, that you remember them. I thank you, oh, God, that you are moving on their behalf. I thank you, oh, God, that right now you're even bringing some out of the waiting queue, hallelujah, into the answer queue, into the manifestation queue, amen, hallelujah, into the actualization queue. Oh, God, I thank you for those that you say just a little bit longer in the wait. I thank you for encouraging them right now. I thank you, oh, God, that you're saying is almost ready. You're about to hear that little beep, that microwave beep. Amen. That it is almost ready. In fact, it is closer than you realize. Amen. In fact, hallelujah, Rabashaya, you have less time than you realize. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, for those who are standing, quote unquote, on the wrong side of time. Oh, God, who have been dealing with things for a long time. Oh, God, I thank you for remembering them on this day. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh, God, who for those, hallelujah, are standing on the wrong side of justice, who have been judged unfairly. I thank you, oh God, that you are moving on their behalf. I thank you, oh God, for a fresh anointing right now that's destroying yokes and lifting burdens, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you're delivering those who are bound. I thank you, oh God, that shackles are falling off, handcuffs are falling off, mind cuffs, amen, hallelujah, are falling off. Even right now, we thank you for your blood, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for your blood. We lift up our children unto you, oh God, praying for a special anointing and a right spirit in them and a divine protection, oh God. I thank you, hallelujah, for a divine protection as we go out, Lord Jesus, as we go to and fro. Ah, I hear your Holy Spirit. We declare on this day, I declare on this day, we are blessed when we go and blessed when we come. We are blessed when we lay down. We are blessed when we sit. We are blessed. You are blessed when you show up to that meeting. You are blessed, hallelujah, when you show up to that interview. You are blessed when you show up on the job. Come on. I thank you, oh God, for your favor as we show up. Come on, God is saying to someone, show up. Show up correctly. Show up on time. Show up in respect. Show up in reverence. Show up with a right attitude. I don't care. I don't care if your attitude is justified according to things on this earth and according to the natural. Show up with a godly attitude. Show up, Labasandaraya. Instead of pointing a finger, hallelujah, out at others, show up ready to look, point with the other three fingers, amen, pointing at you. Show up vulnerable to the Lord God Almighty. Show up to God saying, God, here I am. Do with me as you will. Show up in excellence. Come on, show up in excellence. Come on, speak in excellence. think in excellence. That's truth according to the word of God. And God, as we grow in that place of excellence. Come on. I'm positioning myself to grow in the place of truth, to grow in the place of excellence, that I will have grace, that we will have grace as we are developing and refining. That we reflect the kingdom. Somebody says, show up so that you can see God show out. Showing up is saying yes to God, and no to your own understanding, and no to what it feels like, and no to what it looks like. Oh, show up. I thank you, oh God, on this day that faith will receive our yes and fear will receive our no. That faith will receive our yes and feelings. Oh, feelings, no matter how real and no matter how deep and no matter how rich and no matter how overwhelming it feels, that faith will receive our yes, and feelings will receive our no. Feelings, we will submit to you, oh God, and allow you to do surgery on those feelings and take those that don't align with your will, amen, and give us those that align with your will. May we have a discernment in this season. May we be discerning in this season. Discerning your voice out of our voice and out of that inner voice, that the enemy voice and the world voice. And amen. Come on, even success, the success of this world has a voice and temptation voice. May we discern your voice. May we discern where we need to be and where we don't need to be. May we discern, oh, this is good, this is not good. May we discern, oh, it's time to leave. Oh, may we discern, oh, this is where I need to go. May we discern, oh, this is who I need to be around and this is who I don't need to be around. And as we discern, may we have the strength and the courage and the chutzpah to follow that which we are discerning. God, thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. I thank you, oh God, for even giving us a business acumen. I thank you, oh God, for giving us a work ethic. I'm hearing it again. Let us stop showing up late. Let us stop showing up in a sloppy fashion. Let us stop showing up, bringing all of our past and all of our attitude. I don't know why the Holy Spirit has us here, but let us be here and receive the correction. Because God, we thank you. And see, God has so much more for you. And God has so much better for you. And God wants, amen, to move and do in you and through you. Hallelujah. In the container, the package, it must function a certain type of way. But a certain quality. Thank you, oh God. Let us be a quality-minded vessel and not a quantity-minded vessel. Let us be a quality-minded vessel and not a quick-minded vessel. Let us in this time, in this season, in this now, be God-oriented and not self-oriented. Let us be in this time obedient and not disobedient. Let us be in this time trusting and not distrusting. Believing and not doubting. And Lord God, wherever we have unbelief, help us with the unbelief. See, there's a man in the Bible, a father in the Bible, whose child was grievously vexed, and the disciples were unable to deliver the little boy, and were unable to help. And then Jesus, who came down off the mountain, amen, seeing the situation, hallelujah, I had a conversation with the Father, and he said, if you are able, and God said, Jesus said, if, amen, do you believe? And the Father said, I believe, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Oh God, on this day, we believe, help us with our unbelief. And what the beautiful thing about that place is that the Father didn't have to have perfect belief. Amen. Hallelujah. He just had to have some belief. And in the some belief, God, Jesus met him. And in that place, Jesus met him. And in that place, Jesus answered. And in that place, Jesus delivered. See, as we come to Jesus, it's in that place that God will meet us, that Jesus will meet us. It's in that place that Jesus will answer. It's in that place that Jesus, come on, will be manifested. Hallelujah. Amen. Heaven on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Those things that are bound loose. Hallelujah. In that place, comforting will come. In that place, healing will come. It's in this place, hallelujah, resources will come. It's in this place that the rescuing will come. It's in the place, hallelujah, that refinement and renewal will come. It's in this place that rejuvenation will come. It's in this place that a refreshing will come. It's in this place, hallelujah. It's in this place that restoration will come. It's in this place that reconciliation will come. It's in this place that his resurrection power will come. It's in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kaya rabashanda rabasata bogoroya. God, we say thank you on this day. Hallelujah. Lord God, we say thank you. Can you join me right now as we say thank you? Thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for your goodness, oh God. And thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. And thank you for remembering us, oh God. And thank you for hearing us, oh God. And thank you, oh God, for understanding even when we don't understand, oh God. And thank you, hallelujah, for knowing even when we don't know, oh God. And thank you, oh God, for your peace when we find ourselves worried, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, for your shalom right now. Your shalom overtaking us. Your shalom, your peace that surpasses all understanding, consuming our minds, oh God, enveloping us, oh God. And I thank you, Jesus, for your light. Hallelujah. Your light in those dark places, penetrating the dark places, disrupting the dark places, interrupting the dark places, stopping, halting the dark places, the dark places in our bodies, the dark places in our relationships, the dark places in our homes, the dark places. We thank you, oh God, right now. We thank you, oh God, right now, even for monetary relief, financial relief. We thank you, oh God, for jobs. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, for the promotion. And we thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for considering us, advocating for us, positioning us, and the repositioning us, for ordering our feet. Hallelujah. Oh God, we say thank you. Thank you for moving us from the last, hallelujah, from the tail to the head. And thank you for moving us from last to first. And thank you for taking us from beneath to setting us above. And thank you for the status change, the status increase, the status reba shatabogo reba yandala, the status, the a new status quo. God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the impossible becoming possible in our lives. Thank you, oh God. Thank you that every need that we've come to this hour with, hallelujah. Every need. See, I'm reminded in the Bible how you speak regarding the need. How you know what we need before we even do. That you supply every need according to your riches in glory. I'm reminded of Paul speaking to the church of Philippians. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will supply every need. Oh, I speak to you today that God will supply your every need. I'm reminded in the Bible in Matthew 7. When God says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open. I'm reminded in the scripture, amen, in the same chapter, I believe, God points to and says, look at the fowl of the air. They sow not, but yet they reap. Come on, somebody. They reap, amen, from the hand of God. I thank you, oh God, that this is a reaping season. And I thank you, oh God, that this is a harvest season. And I thank you, oh God, that this is an accelerated season. And I thank you, oh God, that this is an increased season. I thank you, oh God, that this is a joyous season. And I thank you, oh God, that this is a better season, that we're entering into better. The latter shall be greater. Oh God, I say thank you. Joining me is saying thank you, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I believe that as we are speaking to the Lord and making our requests known and our petitions, submitting our petitions unto Him, a couple of things. One, those requests are being granted and those petitions, hallelujah, are being answered. Hallelujah. As we do it with thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. And also what the Holy Spirit reminds me, or rather what he what the Holy Spirit brings to my spirit, my attention right now, that as we speak to God, even right now, hallelujah, expect for him to respond, hallelujah. There is not a situation where you pick up a phone and you speak to someone on one side, from one side of the phone, and they don't speak back unless they're rude and disrespectful. Come on, somebody, and got some other stuff happening. But surely that is not who God is. For God is abounding in love. He is abounding in grace. He is abounding in mercy. He is long-suffering. He is patient. He is sovereign. He is almighty. He is well able. Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And so as we know who our God is, and as we put our nose in the Bible and discover more about the character of God that is nothing like our experiences with man, and is nothing like, it's far above even his love. I believe that we cannot even begin to know the fullness of it, but just little inklings. And the unfortunate thing is, if we've had some unfortunate relationships and terrible relationships and abusive relationships and disrespectful relationships and abandoning and betrayal relationships with men, sometimes we bring that, or a lot of times or a few times we bring that into our relationship or trying to understand who God is. Amen. Hallelujah. The beautiful thing with God is He wants us to bring all of the weight of those things to him. And I even hear the Holy Spirit saying that I will meet you in that place of brokenness, in that place of betrayal, in that place of disrespect, in that place, amen, of hatred, in that place of bitterness, in that place of fear, in that place of loneliness, in that place of darkness, in that place of disadvantage, in that place of poverty, in that place, amen, of generational curses, in that place of being fatherless, in that place of being motherless, in that place of not being able to trust, in that place. Oh, God, thank you. In that sexually abused place, in that sexually immoral place. Ah! Thank you, oh God. I will meet you in that place and pull you out of that place. Like the word of Jesus pulled Lazarus, who was sick and then died, and they buried him. And on the fourth day, when his sisters Martha and Mary thought, well, surely now it's definitely not gonna happen. Are there some surely nows? It's definitely not gonna happen way of thinking that you have. Jesus showed up on the scene, hallelujah, and by God the Father called Lazarus, come out, hallelujah. And those grave clothes had to loose him, and that tomb had to spit him out. God, for some reason I'm reminded how the whale had to spit out Jonah. Come on. God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you that your word is pulling us out. is calling us out. Is calling us out. And it's calling us out of mourning into joy. It's calling us out of ashes into beauty. It's calling us out of the grave into life. Life and life more abundantly. Can you say that even right now? Life and life more abundantly. I declare life and life more abundantly. I receive life and life more abundantly. Your sentence is life. Your diagnosis is life. The prognosis is life. Your destiny is life. Your credit report is life. Your status, your relationship status is life. Come on. The pulse on your fatherhood, on your motherhood is life. The answer into your career is life. And life more abundantly. Yes, hallelujah. When you look at yourself in the mirror, is a life and life more abundantly. Thank you, oh God. Your children is life and life more abundantly. Your health is life and life more abundantly. I thank you, oh God, for quickening our feet into life. And life more abundantly as we obey, as we trust, as we say yes, as we lean not on our own understanding, but rather acknowledge you in all of our ways, that you're making our path straight. I thank you today, you're making our path straight, the rough places smooth. I thank you that you are filling the valleys, lowering the mountains. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are dispatching legions of your angels to go before us and make our crooked path straight. I thank you, oh God, for sending your ministering angels to minister to each and every single one of us. Minister to us even right now. Minister to us even as we go forth. Minister to us while we're asleep. Minister to us while we're in the mundane. Minister to us while we go to and fro. Minister to us, oh angels. God, I thank you that you have us in your bosom. God, I thank you that you are on the scene and that you're in the know. That you know, that you hear, that you understand. I want to recall a scripture in Exodus. Amen. As we come to a close, we must be reminded on this day that God sees, that God knows, that God understands. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you. Somebody said God sees, he knows, he understands, and how about this? He is answering. I don't care what it is. I don't care, amen, how complicated it is. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care the details of. All we need to know is one detail. Yes, Lord! See, maybe we're consuming ourselves with the wrong details. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. One detail we need to know. The name above all names. One detail we need to know. I am that I am. Amen. God Almighty is I am that I am. Well able. There's one detail we need to know. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, help me to find this. Hold on, you guys. I'm trying to find it. I feel the pressure. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One detail. Listen, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 8, as God appears to Moses, the one detail, and I am come, this is the Lord speaking, this is I am that I am speaking, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Come on, they were bound in slavery for over 400 years, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. There's one detail that we need to know. The detail we need to know is that God is delivering us out of the hand of bondage. The detail that we need to know is that we're on our way into a good land, in a large land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The detail that we need to know, hallelujah, is God is meeting us. The detail we need to know is God hears our groanings, and God is remembering us on this day. And God is remembering you on this day. And God is showing you mercy on this day. And God is helping you on this day. And God has heard you and is answering you on this day. This is the details we must be also familiar with. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for this time, this hour of prayer. I thank you that you met us here. I thank you that your hand is on this place. I thank you that it is in this place that we experience, witness, and have testimonies of your miracles, signs, and wonders. I thank you, oh God, for in this place, growth happens in you. Transformation happens in you. Presenting ourselves a living sacrifice happens in you. Faith happens in this place. I thank you for blessing each and every single person that came into this place, that is in this place. And may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Beshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Viyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I'll see you in the spirit next week, Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. In Jesus' name, shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.